Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
I'm coming into another dimension. Move. I see a door opening for me. Move. I see divine permission to step. Move. I see the glory of God calling me. Move. You didn't hear me. I said, touch him and say, move. Every wall, every barrier, every restriction, every limitation, every obstacle, every stubborn thing that stood in my life and said, you've got to stay where you started. I command you in the name of Jesus. Somebody holler, move.
This is the Potter's Touch.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our King. I am excited. You know I'm excited. We're getting really close to MegaFest, so we're buzzing around like bees. But I am just so excited about the response and those of you that are coming from everywhere and those of you that are praying to come. I'm believing God with you. I want you to be there. I believe God's got something for you at MegaFest. You need to come on down to Dallas and let it happen. I can't come to every city, so you have to come to me. I believe that there's going to be a great move of God. But listen, today I'm going to be talking about this message so suitably called, I'm in transition. Have you ever been in transition, just kind of in between and betwixt places? Whenever God is trying to take you somewhere, there's a birthing process that you have to go through to get to the next level. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, and sometimes, like babies do, we cry. But when it's all said and done, God's going to deliver us to where he wants us to be. Take a look at this, and may God bless you.
When you talk to women about birth, they immediately think about being mothers, but I didn't come to talk to you as mothers. I came to talk to you as babies who have outgrown the parameters of the womb that you live in. I came to talk to you as living creatures who have found restrictions in the place that you once found nurture and nourishment and found yourself in prison by narrow thinking people and narrow thinking circumstances and narrow evolving predicaments. I came to tell you that you cannot feed in one realm and stay in that realm, that if you get enough on the inside of you, you will find a discomfort in staying in the dimension that you once lived in. And I came to prepare your hearts and minds. If you're not prepared to go through some bloody stuff and some dirty stuff and some stinky stuff, you don't want to keep feeding on this kind of word, because if you feed on this kind of word, it will open up your mind and open up your thinking and open up your ideas and open up your concepts until all of a sudden you are uncomfortable in what you were once comfortable in. Some of you have already begun to experience it. You're thinking on another level, and it's causing a separation. Some of you have already begun to experience it, because what used to be funny isn't funny anymore. And what you used to enjoy, you don't enjoy anymore. And what you used to be satisfied with, you're not satisfied with anymore. And all of a sudden, you don't fit in the places you used to fit in, and you don't even understand it. And they think you're acting funny, and they think you're acting strange, and they say things like, you forgot where you came from. I didn't forget it. I just can't stay in it. Tweet that. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here. You tell your twin you can stay in there if you want to. This might be okay for you, but I got to get out of here. Even if I have to fight my way out like Jacob and Esau, I've got to get out there. If I've got to pull and tug, I've got to get out. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut. In this hole, in this roughage, in this barren place. I've outgrown it. I've outfought it. I've outlived it. I have realized that this is not the world. It is only a world. I submit to you that birth and death are the wonder twins of divinity. That in scope, one is no different from the other. That in reality, God says that we should cry when they are born and rejoice when they die, because God understands that birth and death are labors together with Him to push you from one world. You'll get it when you get home. Just keep thinking on it. Just the baby dies out to the world it's in. Can't live. Death in the scriptures is separation. The baby is separated from the world it lives in, pushed out of it, gone from the world it lived in. To be absent over here is to be present over there. You can't be here and there. You can't be there and here. If you're going to go there, you can't stay here. So the moment the baby shows up here, he's absent there. And death stands over in the corner and says, same thing. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So birth stands over there and says, I am transportation into the next dimension. And death stands over here and says, so am I. But the text is not talking about the birth over here or the birth over there, but the many births that happen in between. Stay with me. Galatians says, my little children, in whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. And we as Christians often use the term born again. But we should say born again, again, and again, and again. Because if you look back over your life, every so often, every so many days or situations or circumstances, you find yourself in a world that's too small and too tight and too limited, and you have to go through a birthing process from one dimension to get into the next dimension, and you are being born. Again. And again, you get comfortable, and as soon as you settle all in and say, now I got my life all nice and neat, and I finally got it just the way I want it, and oh, I've arrived, and I've reached my destination, and then you look around, and the water breaks in the situation, and the world begins to lurch, and all of a sudden you have to recreate yourself and find yourself starting all over again. You were sure yourself over here, but now you're a student again over there. You knew how to do this, but now you're learning again how to do that, and you are born again. And if you look at this text literally, you lose the power of the text altogether, because Ezekiel isn't really talking to us about birth at all. He's talking to us about the trauma of transition. The trauma of transition. The absolute trauma of transition, not the trauma of the mother, the trauma on the traveler who dares to transition to the next dimension. Can I go deeper? This child gives me an illustration that is symbolic of an experience I had when I was in Kenya, in the bush out in Kenya, as the women began to talk to us about giving birth in the desert, in the dry sand. It was inconceivable to me to give birth without nurses and waiting rooms and music and machines and needles and stethoscopes and all of it. They said, no, we have our babies out here in the dirt, in the sand, in the heat. I thought, oh God. In perilous environments, traumatic circumstances, we give birth wherever the water breaks. You don't get to position yourself into a comfortable, nice, neat, air-conditioned room and have room service served to you to give birth. It happens where it happens. Touch somebody and say, it happens where it happens. I'm going to change where I change. I'm going to transition where I transition. Ready or not, here I come. Like it or not, here I come. Celebrate me or not, here I come. Take pictures of me or not, here I come. When the water breaks and I get the opportunity and the doors open and the walls lurch and God says move, I'm going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Touch five people, say, here I come, here I come, here I come. But the Lord told me that he was going to bring women in here tonight who are in transition. Shake hands with somebody and say, I'm in transition. The hardest thing to do, the hardest thing to deal with, the hardest thing to manage, the hardest thing to put up with is transition. The thing we hate the most is transition. We hate it because it takes us out of our element. It takes us out of our comfort zone. It takes us out of the place where we are secure and sure, and we've learned how to manage and control everything. You cannot control everything when you are in transition. It is what it is. It happens like it happens. I can't get my hair done and do it. I can't be pretty about it. I got to come out any way I can. I'm in transition. I can't meet with the board or talk to the committee or get everybody to approve it. When my water breaks, get ready. Here I come. If it's under a tree, if it's under a bush, if it's against the wall, when the water breaks, that's my sign. Here I come. Touch your neighbor and say, move. Move. I'm grown out of this spot. Move. I'm coming into another dimension. Move. I see a door opening for me. Move. I see divine permission to step. Move. I see the glory of God calling me. Move.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
I want to talk to women in this room who are called to go into the next dimension, and you don't have the help that your sister has, and you don't have the support that your sister has, but God is going to let your water break, and you are coming into the next dimension any old way you can. Make some noise if you're here.
Obviously, I can't stop smiling. Everybody was, you know, worshiping, and it was a great experience to worship with kids that are around the same age.
Oh, it was very spiritual, the worshiping part.
It was a great experience, and I've never been nothing like this before.
Just crazy energy. God was there. Yes. The music was there. It was dope, like far above anything I expected, for real.
Oh, man, on fire, on fire. If you didn't leave change, I don't know what's wrong with you.
The music, the anointing, like, it was a blessing. It really was fun.
It was beautiful just to see the youth and young adult on fire for God and not ashamed of the gospel.
I was having fun. I was singing. I was dancing, and it was awesome.
I experienced from old to young. Everybody was on one accord and worshiping one God. This was my first MegaFest. Probably won't be my last.
Everything from the little things to the big things. Everybody's just welcoming. It's just wonderful. I love it.
Mega Youth Experience! Yeah!
Thank you.
The writer here focuses not on the mother, but on the baby, the nativity. The baby is not abused, though the situation is atrocious. It is not abused. Nobody has burned it with cigarettes. Nobody has broken its little arms. This baby is not suffering from abuse. It's suffering from neglect. There is a difference between abuse and neglect. The indictment is not against the mother, however, nor is it against the child. Neither one of them have done anything wrong. The indictment is against an invisible character that fails to show up, who is the midwife. For this baby has had to make its transition without assistance. The midwives are very important. They're so important that when Pharaoh got ready to stop the Hebrews from entering into their destiny, he didn't meet with the mother or meet with the baby. He met with the midwife, because the midwives are important. Say that with me. The midwives are important. Say that again. The midwives are important. Between every dimension you will have in your life, ideally, there will be a midwife who helps to birth you or introduce you into the next dimension. Every Ruth will have a Naomi. Every Timothy will have a Paul. Every Elisha will have an Elijah. Somebody who has been where you're trying to go, who introduces you to the next level and gives you the protocol of the new environment that you're in and sets the stage for you to go into the next level, that's your midwife. If God sends somebody into your life who has been where you're trying to go and for some crazy reason they lack you, it is because the Holy Spirit has made them a midwife in your life to birth you and introduce you to the next dimension. Everybody who's experiencing that right now, touch somebody and tell them, I got a midwife. I got a midwife. I got a midwife. I got a midwife. Somebody, you didn't get there by yourself. You've had advancements, but the real truth of the matter is God just gave you favor with somebody who opened up a door and said, come on in to the next dimension. You had a midwife. Somebody liked you well enough to give you opportunity, stage, job. Some kind of midwife came into your life, and everybody who had one, give God a praise right now. My friend Carla Williams, who works for Carla Harris, thank you, who works for Morgan Stanley, says that in the corporate world, she calls them sponsors. Sponsors are people who speak for you behind closed doors, in boardrooms and meetings, who open doors and make the pathway clear so that when you get ready to come through, you don't have the obstacle, because your sponsor has favor and has a voice in a dimension that you haven't gone to yet. And she talks about finding your sponsor and you come into the next dimension. Ruth found her sponsor. And she said, thy God shall be my God, and thy people shall be thy people. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge, and where thou diest, I will die. Hey, girl, you're my ticket out of here. I'm taking it. See ya. Timothy found his Paul. Paul wrote him and talked to him and taught him and declared and instructed him and sent for him and opened doors for him. And people who have sponsors or midwives are blessed people. Jerusalem had no midwife. If Jerusalem would have had a midwife, the baby's process would have been eased by the care of somebody outside of the situation who was able to minister to the situation. That is not the case in the text tonight. This is a travailing womb and a relentless baby who came to a birthing moment and was denied the benefit of help into the next dimension. So the Bible says the birth went smooth. There was nothing wrong with the birth. The transition happened the way it was supposed to happen. There's no abnormalities with the child. There is no death in the mother. There is no disease in the child. There is no affliction in the mother. The baby is suffering not because the birth went wrong. The baby is suffering because it had to go into the next dimension without any help. I want to talk to women in this room who are called to go into the next dimension, and you don't have the help that your sister has, and you don't have the support that your sister has, but God is going to let your water break, and you are coming into the next dimension any old way you can. Make some noise if you're here. Touch your sister and say, it's not ideal, but I'm coming. It's not perfect, but I'm coming. It's not comfortable, but I'm coming. I may be bruised, but I'm coming. I may have to cry, but I'm coming. I may have to sacrifice, but I'm coming. I may have to crawl out on my hands and knees, but look out, devil, here I come. Can I go on a little deeper? Because this baby didn't have what other babies had, it looks like where it came from. It is in this realm looking like that realm. It is in a new position, but it still has an old mentality. It doesn't understand the protocol. It doesn't know who to call. It doesn't have the rules. It doesn't have the background. It doesn't have the pedigree. It just stepped into something. Don't even know how to dress for it. Don't know how to walk for it. Don't know who to call for it. Don't have relationships for it. But God just let something break open, and the baby's coming to the next realm with afterbirth still on it. After birth, still on it. I'm here, but I look like where I came from. I'm here, but I'm carrying some residue of my history over into my destiny. I made it over, but I'm still bruised by what I went through in the process to get to the next level. Don't judge me by how I look. Don't judge me by what I got on. Don't judge me by how I stand. I didn't have the help that you had to get where I'm trying to get. I had to come any old way I can. Slap your neighbor and say, move. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I'll get the clothes later. I'll get the contacts later. I'll get the pedigree later. I'll get the background later. I'll get it all worked out in a minute. This is all new for me. I'm in a new place, at a new time, at a new stage in my life. I don't even know how I got here. God just opened up the windows of heaven and poured me out a blessing. I want all the grateful, thankful women who made it against the odds to give God a crazy praise. I said a crazy. Look at your sister and say, you don't have to praise him, because maybe you had some help. But I'm praising God tonight, because with no help at all, somehow or other, I found myself in this situation. If I've got a witness in the house, give God a praise. Ow! Shake somebody by the head and say, I got to praise him. You can opt out of praising him. You can sit back and look cute. But when I look back and see where God brought me from, I don't care what you say, I got. Tell a girl, don't let these clothes fool you. I got to give God a praise for everything I got on, for everything I drive, for every house I got, for every door he opened. I will bless the Lord at all times.
I've got to stop there. It's been a real joy, just a real blessing to share. I'm in transition with you. We are transitioning from discomfort. We are moving into new areas of comfort and strength and faith and building ourselves up and really getting on the road to destiny. Really, we've been on the road to distraction. Now it's time to get on the road to destiny. I believe that God's going to take you to the next dimension, and I want to be a part of that. That's why I wrote this book on destiny, and that's why I share the message with you, because every time I learn something, I try to share it with you. Give, and it shall be given unto you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. I want your life to run over. God might pour you out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive. You be blessed. Continue on. We love you.
Past failures, current situations, where are you getting your identity? It should be found in Christ and Christ alone. Learn that your problem doesn't have to define you through Bishop Series, I Am.
When life called the roll for school, you were not present. You were either in yesterday or groping after tomorrow.
For your gift of any size, you will receive Bishop's revealing message, The Beauty of In Between, on CD from the series I Am, Made in His Image.
It's not by works. An heir just receives on the basis of relationship.
And when your gift is $65 or more, you'll receive Bishop's two-message series, I Am, Made in His Image, on DVD.
It is so efficacious that that blood is effective against diseases that were not even discovered at the time that the blood was shed.
However, for your gift of $110 or more, we'll also include our I Am poster. Embrace your identity with Christ when you say, I am His today.
Look at somebody, put your hand on your hip and say, I'm here. I'm bloodied, but I'm here. I'm hurting, but I'm here. I may be frustrated, but I'm here. You may not like me, but I'm here. You might not understand me, but I'm here. I had to come out any way I can, but to God be the glory.